Welcome to the Brick Build Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Today is day 16. New giving, your motive to give. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand a pleasure forevermore. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today and tomorrow's passage is talking about the three things that Jews saw are standard obligations, namely giving, praying, and fasting. A new lifestyle of Christlikeness in this matter is a new perspective. Bishop N.T. Wright says, "What matters is the motive." if these religious duties are done with an eye on the audience, they become rotten at the core. What matters is learning to do them simply to and for God Himself. That's from Bishop N.T. Wright. This world teaches us to get whatever we can get. Jesus teaches us to give whatever we can give. Who are you listening to? If you are listening to what Jesus is going to tell you, are you willing really to give? Do you give because you want to get more? What is your motive of giving? Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be able to give unconditionally. Help us to check our motive when we give so that we can live out this new lifestyle of Christ-likeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, this world teaches us to get whatever we can get. Jesus teaches us to give whatever we can give. Who are you listening to? Number two, if you are listening to what Jesus is going to tell you, are you willing really to give? What is your way of giving recently? Number three, do you give because you want to get more? What is your motive of giving? Number four, do you have a heart to give to the poor and the needy? Have you started your weekly offering, your tithing as your new lifestyle of Christ-likeness? Have you learned to give simply to and for God Himself? Family Corner, number one, does your family like to give? Why? Number two, after today's message, would you like to try your best to give more? How so? Number three, do you have a good and practical way to teach your children to give? Why not start to teach them to tithe first? Let us praise the Lord.
See?